I imagine the streets are busy in Holland. That's why we talk about it every month. They're all about Holland with Lorimer Freestone, and on behalf of the area Holland Area Arts Council, bringing guests in and that list of what to do. Good morning to you, Lorimer.
Good morning, Shelley.
Are the streets bustling in Holland?
Oh, they certainly are. You know, between the construction and all the people coming to visit, we are just completely bustling. And you know, the construction is sort of making life very interesting. You know, it's a challenge every morning, and we all rise to the challenge and get where we need to go miraculously.
That's what we do. Oh, yeah. Who's talking on the other microphone?
Well, I have a great guest, and Bert Hara is here with me. Bert is a really good friend, an old friend, and he's been in the nonprofit community in Holland for many years. First, working with Goodwill, but that was in Grand Rapids, but that's West Michigan. But then he was the executive director of Latin Americans United for Progress. That's how we sort of connected the first time. And now he is with Destination Education, and which is a very important program for making sure kids get into higher education, out of school and go into higher education. But what he's really here to talk about is his capacity as a board member of Tulipanes Latin Film and Arts Festival, which happens every year in Holland in September. But the reason we're talking about it now instead of in September is that there are tickets available for a very wonderful, unusual show that's going to be happening. So, Bert, you want to tell us a little bit about that? Set us up for...
Absolutely. Thank you so much for the opportunity to share this morning. I've been on the board. I've been involved volunteering or on the board of Tulipanes now for about 10 years. And so I've seen the organization grow and evolve in these years. And recently, Gene Ramirez and I... But kind of, no one wanted to step up to the presidency. So together we took that position. And so we've been working on trying to do things, evolve the organization in some exciting directions. And one of those is to bring out Mariachi Flor de Toloache, which is an all-female mariachi group out of New York City, the only one of its kind. And they were nominated for a Latin Grammy in their category. And we reached out to them and asked them if they would like to come to Holland, Michigan, and they said yes. So we are absolutely excited to have them in Holland on September 15th to kick off the Tulipanes Festival. They will be performing during the day at Holland High School for a free concert for the students. But we're opening to the public that night. We were able to secure the brand new Jack Miller Auditorium at Hope College. We're partnering with them to bring to have them perform that night. So we're really, really excited for this highly professional, polished, incredible group that sings traditional Mexican music in this case. But the group is international. There's the women who make up this group come from all different nationalities.
Yeah, I saw and, Mexico, Puerto Rico, yeah, Dominican Republic,
and even Germany,
Cuba,
and Australia.
Australia, Colombia. That's fantastic.
And so they sing, a lot of it is in Spanish, the way that traditional mariachi music is in Spanish. A lot of it is translated into English. So it has something for everybody, young and old. There's a lot of the songs, if you go on YouTube or go on their website, you'll see that a lot of their music sounds very traditional, like what my father used to sing when we were kids, you know, the mariachi music. A lot of it is more contemporized. So it's the kind of thing that, you know, my daughters or, you know, might identify with. And
have
so
eight kids.
Yeah. Eight, between my wife and I, we have eight together. So three of them still at home, and they, you know, we're in the process of buying their tickets so they can have this experience. So we're excited about it. Tickets went on sale on the 15th.
Yeah, and those tickets can be gotten through the Hope College ticket office. So that's go to hope.edu and look up their ticket office, and you can get them there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, very affordable. We priced them. I think there's some charges at our time, but it's only $12 per adult. Mm-hmm. And we really wanted to expose the youth. So it's only $2 for children under 18.
Oh, that's fantastic.
And so the whole family can make an evening of it and not empty your wallet. So
terrific.
We're really, really excited. It's a valuable performance, but we also wanted to make it accessible. So we're excited at tickets.org. hope.edu is where you can go to get the tickets. Or I'm sure you go to Hope College ticket office itself, but tickets.hope.edu.
All right. Well, we were talking about Tulipanes and this really exciting possibility, but give us a little bit more about what's going to be happening during the Tulipanes Festival in September.
The Tulipanes Festival will span 2 weekends, mm-hmm. from September 15th all the way to September 25th. And we've got, the way it goes with film festivals, if you're trying to bring out some very, very quality films, it evolves. And so we're still nailing down some mm-hmm. of the films. But if you go to the website, we've got several events that are scheduled during that time, several films. We've tried to be creative in the way that we put them together. So, for example, one of the events that we have put together is called Brew and View, and that'll be one of the first even. So it'll be at the Park Theater, mm-hmm. and so everybody will have the opportunity to socialize and then view the film. And I have gotten a verbal commitment from Roberto Giro, who produced a film called Illusions, or Los Árboles Mueren de Pie. In Spanish, that means trees die standing, and I'm not sure what that. It must be a reference to something literary there. But it's a romantic comedy that stars, if you've ever seen the TV show Jane the Virgin, Rogelio, the father mm-hmm. on that TV show, plays the main role. He's an incredible actor, incredible comedic actor. We've had some serious films over the years at Tulipanes, some social awareness type films. And this year we wanted to bring some more lighthearted, films as well. So we're showing that film at Brew and View. We're going to be showing, we've got a couple of old films that we're bringing back, or films that came out recently that weren't, not too far back that, Holland hasn't had the opportunity necessarily to enjoy. Spare Parts, for example, with George Lopez, that tells the story of the four Latino young men who entered the underwater robotics competition. Their teacher didn't want them to be discouraged and come in last among the high school students. So he entered them against the colleges and universities. This was a few years ago. They blew them. They blew it all out of the water, literally, and won. They beat schools like MIT.
So lots of feel good. Yeah. And really,
so that's another
things.
One. There's another film that will be on the schedule that recounts the story of the. It was back in the 1950s. A Mexican Little League team literally swept through all of the tournament finals and won the Little League World Series with the only perfect game ever pitched in a Little League World Series. It's called The Perfect Game, and it was a team from Mexico. So kids that literally were living, in a slum area of Mexico were brought together by a coach who for fun taught them to play baseball, and they excelled to the point where they actually won the Little League World Series. And so we're showing that film at night in a parking lot.
Oh, in the parking mm-hmm. lot. Oh, fun. Yep. That's mm-hmm. great. Yeah. You know, it's always mm-hmm. hard in West Michigan to show films at night because we, like, are the land of the midnight sun around here, it seems like, sometimes. Right. But that's kind of cool to be outside. Mm-hmm. That gets to the point where the films are all over the place. They're all over Holland. Mm-hmm. You have different locations, different places.
We tried to spread it out beyond mm-hmm. downtown and show films in different venues. We're utilizing the Holland 7 Theater for mm-hmm. one of our films this year. And I think one's at the Arts Council.
One's at the Arts Council, yes, it is. Yeah. Well, that's great. We're excited. We're always excited every year to have Tulipanes Art and Film Festival with us. It's a terrific opportunity. So
exciting things, now that you reminded me, that I'm not sure if this is the one that we're doing at the Arts Council or not, but we have received literally over 100 film submissions, many of them shorts. And so we're compiling an evening of short films, and we're going to do a little competition. And we're actually got some awards that will be handed out at our Fiesta de Rap at the end of the festival.
Oh, that'll be so much fun.
Returning this year is Carlos Bolado, who's a famous Mexican producer and editor. He did like Water for Chocolate, for example, many, many years ago. But we called him. I called him up one day and I said, so what do you call that last party that you have? And he says, oh, we call it a Fiesta de Rap, a rap party.
That's going to be a huge
So we're having a Fiesta de Rap, W-R-A-P, wrapping it up.
That's
and we're giving awards away. We're going to award the best short film and a few other awards that we've got in the works.
Perfect. Yeah. Cool. Well, Bert, that's exciting. And I really, let's just reiterate that the tickets are on sale for Flor de... Okay, so you're going to have to pronounce that for me.
Flor de Toloache, Mariachi Flor de Toloache. Yeah. It's a flower that is grown in Mexico that is used to make love potions.
Oh, what a great name. Yeah. That's fantastic.
Where are we going with this?
So tickets are on sale at Hope College's ticket office, so hope.edu/tickets, I believe.
Tickets.hope.edu.
Okay, perfect.
Excellent.
Perfect. And you can also go, you'll be able to go to the Holland Area Arts Council's website, and I would imagine Tulipane's website, for more information.
Yes, as the events are finalized, locations, times, for September 15th through 25th, please keep an eye on www.tulipanes, just how it sounds, .org. Tulip, A-N-E-S, tulipanes, Spanish word for tulips.
And it's not too early to put things on your calendar.
Absolutely.
For September. Laura Freestone, glad you are here along with Bert Hara as we talk about this great opportunity. Laura, our next guests just don't seem to be picking up their conference call.
Oh,
so,
I'm sorry about that. But these were two members of Mariachi band. We were hoping to talk to them in New York, but
we're going to keep trying. But for the next 5 minutes,
to do in Holland. Well, the Arts Council, going to start at the top there. We have two new exhibits opening, Not Lost, Just Looking, which is a great name for an exhibition, by Lucas Moneypenny in the Padnos Gallery, opens July 22nd, runs through August 26th. And we also have Spiramus Meliora. It's photography by Steve Karsten, and that also opens the 22nd. So because of that, we're going to have a little party and artists opening on the evening of the 22nd from 6 to 8 p.m., and that's always free and open to the public, so you can see the new exhibit and meet the new the artists as well. And then, of course, through July 30th, we have 8th Street Up Close, the paintings of Lenore Dupree. And I'm really excited that Del Michael will be doing a retrospective in August. So that's coming up in August. And we're really excited to welcome Del back, because Del was one of the founding members of the Arts Council. So he's
nice.
A good old friend. Yeah. And then we have our new studio open at the Holland Area Arts Council, our new hands-on art and design space. And if you go to thestudioholland.org, you can find out all about the times and the admission fee. And then we also have a sultry summer evening of painting and music and wine. That's just a one night from 6:30 to 8:30 p.m. on a Thursday night on August 11th. You can come in, drink wine, eat food, paint, and you don't have to have any ability whatsoever. It's just a fun night. So put that on your calendar. HollandArts.org is where you find out all about the Holland Arts Council events. Holland Symphony Orchestra has their August 13th community concert, America the Beautiful. It's free and it's in Collin Park. It's a great evening. I don't think I've ever been there when the weather's been poor. You watch the sunset, listen to music. It's fantastic. Yeah. And then the Knickerbocker Summer Film Series, August 6th through 19th, are all James Bond films. So that's kind of fun. And, of course, HSRT is in full swing now with Hairspray, Oedipus, The Fantastics, Vanya, Sonia, Masha and Spike, and then Dr. Seuss, The Cat in the Hat, and Go Dog Go. So they've got a great repertory theater going, and so that's hope.edu and HSRT.
Here's a little secret. If you stand by about 10:30-ish, I'm going to give tickets away for the HRT.
Excellent. So that's HSRT. Great. Well, definitely stay on put your radio dial on WGVU. But the City of Holland, of course, has our Wednesdays and Saturdays farmers markets and street performer series Thursday nights and Friday nights until August 19th is a summer concert series in Collin Park. So lots of free, wonderful concert opportunities and fun opportunities. City of Zealand has the Sound of Summer, Sounds of Summer concert series. I love that. July 19th and 26th, Natchez Trace is going to be there July 26th. I remember them. So every Monday evening until August 29th is Zeal Mania. The Holland Museum has on exhibit now Say Yes to Michigan, which is kind of artifacts from tourism and those family. Remember riding in the back of a station wagon when nobody had to have car seats?
Seat belts,
That's kind of the throwback of what they're going to be talking about, your Michigan vacations. And then they have Museums on the Move, the Fire Walk, talking about the famous Holland, Michigan fire, and then Museum on the Move, Historic Architectural Walk. So those two things, if you go to hollandmuseum.org, find out more details about those. Those are coming up on the 23rd and the 29th. Holland Civic Theater has Schoolhouse Rock Live. Isn't that fun? Oh, wow. I remember that too. And then also, the auditions are open for 12 Angry Jurors, I believe. So you can, that's coming up in August. I think they might have already closed auditions for that, but that's coming up in August. 12 Angry Men was the original play, but it's 12 Angry Jurors. And then a Park Theater, once again, has so many things. I can't list them all. So hollandparktheater.com. And you can go there to find out all the great concerts that are happening. Culture Works ICA is for lots of summer camp opportunities for teens. So go to cultureworksica.com to get more information about that. So, phew, that is what's going on in Holland. And, of course, then there's the beach. And, you know, I don't even have to say, you don't have to look up a website for that at all. You can just go out and lay in the sun.
Bert Hara, tell us one more time the best way to find out more about you.
The best way to find out what's happening on with Tulipanas is to go to our website and catch the schedule as it forms, www.tulipanas.org. On the front page, you'll find the Mariachi Flor de Toloache, who will be performing at Hope College's Jack Miller Auditorium. We want to extend a thank you to them for co-sponsoring this. It will be September 15th. Tickets are $12 for adults, $2 for children, and it's going to be a great night to kick things off.
Great.
So I just want to mention the Brooks family that is our title sponsor for this year. They have been very, very generous and
they
kind.
They always are.
And
that's
helping
great.
Us to bring this to Holland.
Sweet.
Thank you.
Norma, your website?
hollandarts.org and thestudioholland.org.
Yay, all about Holland. Thanks to you, Bert and Lorma. Enjoy your day.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.